My guest at this time is retired U.S. Navy Captain Chuck Nash. He is also a Fox News military analyst. He joins me now to offer his thoughts to the news that Bo Bergdahl will not face prison time following his guilty pleas on desertion and misbehavior before the enemy charges. Instead, his sentence is a dishonorable discharge, a reduction in rank to private, and payment of $1,000 per month for the next 10 months. The judge in the case said comments from presidential candidate Donald Trump were a mitigating factor for him in sentencing. And Captain Nash, thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure, Greg.
Do you believe that this is essentially a military judge taking a shot at President Trump, or is it more complicated than that?
Well, it could be more complicated than that, but I'm going to just take this judge at his word. And if that is the case, then why didn't he recuse himself and place it with another judge who would not be so affected? That's my question.
What is your reaction overall to the fact that Bo Bergdahl, who, as I mentioned, pled guilty to desertion and misbehavior before the enemy, is not going to jail?
It's insane. I mean, you take a look at all of the servicemen and women who have fulfilled their obligation and their military contract and served honorably in some of the most heinous conditions, and those who actually deploy in war-fighting capacity go time and time again. I know people, active duty people, who have had over 12 deployments since 2001, and these are into combat zones. Army infantry troops with 5 and 6 deployments. It's absolutely crazy, and yet you have someone who admits that he did 2 really heinous things, desertion and cowardice, in front of the enemy, and this judge says, well, Donald Trump, when he was a candidate, said something that actually affected my ability to sentence. This judge is a disgrace. He should have recused himself, and by doing this, he just brings more discredit upon himself.
One other thing that's been brought up, I didn't see the judge mention this, but one of the things that's been brought up is that, well, even though he did these things, Bergdahl was a prisoner of the Taliban for 5 years, and so even though he did commit these crimes and has admitted to them, that he obviously suffered at the hands of the Taliban. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, and whose fault's that? It's Bergdahl's fault. He got himself into all of this, and now this judge is letting him walk with a slap on the wrist. And, the whole thing about the military and good order and discipline and all of that is just taking a serious hit today by this guy's actions. And I say this guy, I mean both of these guys, Bergdahl for doing what he did and this judge for doing what he did. Just disgusting.
Expand on that a little bit. When you say it damages good order and discipline, how so?
Because the rules are the rules, and everybody in the military is held to the standards. You know, when I was a squadron commander, and you would see the young enlisted sailors come in, and they were 18, 19 years old, and we expected them to act like adults. We held them to standards, to military standards, and by goodness, they lived up to it every day. They were just great sailors. And then you look at a military justice system that when people do step over the line, that justice is immediate. And when you see something like this happen, everybody has to question it and go, wait a minute. I could get non-judicial punishment, NJP, or I could go to whatever the various services call it. We called it captain's mast when the commanding officer could mete out punishment for offenses. And you see something like this where they're really heinous acts, and you see you get a big chicken dinner, bad conduct discharge. You get a bad conduct discharge, and you pay back, $10,000, and you get reduced from sergeant back to private. Big whoop for deserting and showing cowardice in front of the enemy. I mean, it's just amazing.
I don't know if you think it's appropriate to conflate them, but obviously this decision by the judge that Bergdahl gets no jail time comes shortly after President Obama commuted the sentence by a great deal of Bradley Manning, who, of course, leaked a lot of national security information to WikiLeaks during his time in the Iraq War. Then, of course, he declared himself to be a woman named Chelsea, and a lot of folks think that perhaps played a role in convincing President Obama to commute the sentence. Either way, that sentence was very short compared to what the sentence was originally imposed to be. So do you get the sense that politics are greatly interfering now in the military justice system?
And it has been since the early 90s, Greg. What you're seeing is social engineering that is corrupting the military ethos. It's corrupting good order and discipline. And it is the political left in this country that has always been trying to weaken America, and now they've gotten to the last vestige of true meritocracy. And by that, I mean this whole thing with identity politics, which is the left's way of dividing and conquering. And instead of talking about unit cohesion, one team, one fight, all of that, now it's diversity. Well, what's that supposed to mean? Well, you take a bunch of people from all walks of life in America, you put them through military training, which has it doesn't matter on the service, they all have one thing in common, the training programs, and that is to soften personal identity and build team identity where it's us, it's we, it's team. And then once that is inculcated, then that person fits in to the military organization. Now all of a sudden it's, let's go back and break that cohesion up. Let's identify the differences, and it's not differences that really help in a team. It's one team, one fight. That's what helps.
Captain Nash, you talked about how this could affect good order and discipline. Do you think that this will provide incentive for young people in the military if they disagree with orders or they don't like the policy of a given administration? Doesn't have to just be this one, that we're going to see more of something like this?
Well, it's not going to help, Greg. And if this were the only thing to have happened, that would be one thing. But it's not. It has been a constant erosion and politicization of the military, and it's got to stop because the military is that shield for this nation. And, you know, you look at the changing demographics, you look at the fact that some 70-plus percent of 18- to 25-year-old males are unfit for military service today. And you got to wonder, how do we attract not just the numbers we need, but the right kind of people, if the system appears to be flopping and flailing in the wind and not even willing to uphold its own standards and maintain that good order and discipline?
Given the sentence that did come out, what do you make of the fact that Bergdahl's actually appealing the dishonorable discharge?
Yeah, fine, you know, and he'll probably find some Obama appointee who will back him on it.
Well, we'll leave it there for now. Captain Nash, as always, great to have your insights. Thank you, sir.
You bet, Greg.
Retired U.S. Navy Captain Chuck Nash. He's also a Fox News military analyst. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.